if you shech the mother, v'hotzi huber es yodai, and the uber stretches out a leg by a person, you have two hands and you have two legs. By the behemoth, you have four legs. So the front two legs are called yodo, yodaim, and the back two legs are called raglaim. It doesn't make a difference. Front legs, back legs, it's labdavke. So if the uber sticks out a limb and you shech the mother, so the shechita is not mata that limb. Shechita is only mata that part of the uber that's inside, the part of the uber that's sticking out is also bachil. And the Gemara says that's based on the pasuk ubasam asod the treifa. We learned that basam asod the treifa lo sachel. Why to say basam asod the treifa? We would say treifa basam treifa lo sachel. Flesh, that's a treifa. You're not allowed to eat. Why? It was lav dafke basod the treifa means that it was ripped apart. The animal was attacked by a bigger animal. A little sheep was attacked by a bigger animal. Clawed it on the neck. So the animal is a treifa. So it doesn't have to necessarily happen basod. It can happen ba'ir also. If you have a corral with animals, and one of the animals is a treifa, so it's also machil. Why is dafke basod? As Gemara understands from the word basod, and not only treifa is also, the word basod has a connotation. Basod shiotzu chutz lemchitzasa. So included in that is if you took out kochim chutz la'azora, kochim kalim chutz li'Yerushalayim. The more mekudesh it is, so the more restricted the time is. Every korban has his man on the mokum. So the kochim kochim, this man is more restricted. It's only on v'la'adat chatzos. Kochim kochim, kochim kalim, this man is usually shneyam in v'la'ilechot. Bring a shlomim on Tuesday, so you can eat it Tuesday night and Wednesday until l'shkiyah. So just like it has a longer time period, a longer month, it has a bigger makam as well. So the makam for kochim kalim is Yerushalayim. You can eat kochim kalim anywhere in Yerushalayim. And the makam for kochim kochim is the azor. So if you take the flesh of the kochim kochim or the kochim kalim, chutz limkom or chutz limchitzasa, even if you bring it back in, kimin shiasa batzu chutz limchitzasa necha. So included also in that then is if you have an animal that has if you shecht an animal and there's a leg that's there's a leg that's limp, it's not really attached to the rest of the animal in a normal fashion. So if it would be cut off before you shecht the animal, that's the chayv menachai. Here it's not completely cut off, it's held by the skin on the outside, but really inside the bone is broken, let's say. So from that point on till the end of the leg, you're not allowed to eat, because that's called basa shiotzu chutz lemchitzasa. That's chutz lemchitzasa. So also included in chutz lemchitzasa, the eiver hayotze, when you shech the mother and the uber inside, so the uber is nita b'shchita sima, but if a leg is sticking out, any part of the uber is sticking out, so the part that's sticking out is considered chutz lemchitzasa, so it's nesa. So the Gemara starts off by saying there was a machlokes between Rav Shmuel on the one hand against Rabbi Yechon. They all learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi and Eretz at the same time. And then Rav Shmuel, they were living in Eretz learning by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. They made up their mind. They decided they're going to go back to Bavel. They came from Bavel. They went back to Bavel because they were Balabatim there who didn't know how to learn. So they felt, even though there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz, but the Rabbanim have to take care of the communities, the Jewish communities, and Chutz Lortz also. So they left Eretz to go to Bavel to found yeshivas. They were both successful. Rav was in one city, Shmuel was on the other city. Rabbi Yechanan stayed in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav and Shmuel both said, once the uber stretches out a limb, even if we bring the limb back in, and you shech the mother, when the aver is back in, you never allowed to eat that limb. Like treifa enu chazeres lach sheves, basa kibin shiotzu chutz l'mchitzasai, is nesar and has no heaven. And they start off by quoting Rabbi Yechanan. We can never tell what Rabbi Yechanan said because the Bavli was written in Bavel. So they had Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan would come to Bavel. So sometimes they say it over correctly, sometimes they say it over incorrectly. So a lot of times they quote, Rabbi Yechanan said something. Then someone else comes the next year, of 10 years later, and they say, Rabbi Yechanan never said that. He said something else. So here, the Gemara first quotes Rabbi Yechanan gezakt. Rabbi Yechanan said, if the uber stretches out a limb, then it brings it back in before you shech the mother. You shech the mother, so the limb is mutter. So the Gemara says it's dead wrong. Rabbi Yechanan never said it. It's absolutely incorrect. There's a brisa against it. That's called basada. So that's going to be the first sugya. So the Mishnah starts off, Beimam kasha lele, the mother is in labor. He stretches out an aver and he brings it back in. Buta bachila. So what's muta bachila? Sounds like the limb that was stuck out and was brought back before he shechted the mother, the limb itself is muta b'achila. That's what it sounds like. So the Gemara first starts off on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda says the name, Rav is going to say both Rav and Shmuel. They both said the same thing. Eivir atzma asa. You're not allowed to eat. So what does it say if it brought it back in? You are allowed to eat? You're not allowed to eat. It goes on the Uber. The rest of the Uber you can eat. The rest of the Uber you can eat even not hechzirai. So the Mishnah doesn't read straight. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara is finally going to answer it. It goes on the makam chatach. What it means is like this. If the Uber inside stretches out a limb and you shecht the mother, so the vlad is a ben, pekua. The mother is a pekua. She cracked open. Her body opened up after she was nishchato. So the shechit on the mother is chal on the mother and on the Uber. But the shechit is not chal on the Eivah HaYotzei. Fine. So if the Eivah HaYotzei is still outside at the time you shecht the mother, so not only is the part that's outside usur, another half an inch is also usur. That's called makam achatach. But if the Uber stretched out the Eivah and then it took it back in and then you shecht the mother, at the time of shechita the lamb was not out, it was hechaziroi, so the makam achatach is muta. That's how the Gemara finally interprets. After much working, Gemara finally interprets that that's the pshat in the mission. If the makam achatach is on the border at the time of the shechita, then the stuff that's right on the border, the half an inch on the border, is also asif. But if it was on the border initially, but at the time of the shechita, you already pulled back the limb, inside part of the limb back in, and that's no longer on the border at the time of shechita. So then it's nidan kibifnim. Is the makam achatach nidan kibachutz or nidan kibifnim? So if it's on the border at the time of shechita, it's oimed lotzes. The makam achatach is oimed lotzes. Then it's also, but if by the time you shech the mother, it's no longer amid lots, it's back in. So the chelik that was yotzi is basada. Kimish yotza basu chutzim chitzos and nechab. Neser, it's going to be also. But what was on the border originally, and was amid lots, but now it's no longer amid lots, the Uber pulled it back in. So that's not dina kibachutz. It's a din on the border. They quote from the Ragachover to explain the story in Yoina. Who was Yoina? We read Mafta Yoina on Yom Kippur. So the Yerushalmi, Taisus and Sukkah quotes a Yerushalmi that Yoina, they used to have yeshivas where they learned Torah. Then they used to have yeshivas where they prepared to become Nevi'im. Eliyahu Navi and Elisha Navi, they had Talmidim, Bnei HaNevi'im. They had Talmidim who were preparing to get Ruach HaKodesh, to get Nevuah. So the Yerushalmi claims that Yoina was not from the Bnei HaNevi'im. He never prepared himself. He once went to be Ola Regel. Everybody went to be Ola Regel. He once went to be Ola Regel to the Beis HaMikdash, the Shor Sol of Ruach HaKodesh, and he got the Nevuah. And he didn't want to deliver the Nevuah, because the Nevuah was to tell the people in the city Nineveh in another 40 days, Od Abayim Yom v'Nineveh Nepachas, the city Nineveh, a Goyishan city, they're all going to be punished. So he didn't want to give the Nevuah, because he thought they're probably going to do tshuva. Going to do tshuva, they won't be destroyed. And it'll be reflect very poorly on Bnei Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael had Nevi'im Kiseid, and they never did tshuva. And he thought the Goyim are going to do tshuva, so he didn't want to deliver the Nevuah. But there's a din of Navi Shekayvish Nevuah, says Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So he knew that there's no Nevuah B'chutz Lord. So he ran to the city Yafo. He got his Ruach HaKodesh in Yerushalayim. He ran to the city Yafo, and which is on the Mediterranean. That's a port city. And he paid money, it says in Yoina, he paid money to go on a ship that's going to Tarshish. Because the Chutz, Rashi and Navi says, that the Medrash says, there's no Nevuah B'chutz Lord. What do you mean there's no Nevuah B'chutz Lord? You can't be Mekabel in Nevuah B'chutz Lord, but he got the Nevuah when he was in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it help that he went, that he's running to Chutz Lord, so he already was Mekabel in Nevuah. So they quote something from the Ragachava to explain it based on this Makam Chatach. That Makam Chatach means on the border. Let's say the animal, the Uber inside stuck out a limb. So if the Makam Achatach, that half an inch, is on the border at the time of Shechita Sa'im, it's Oymed Lotzei, so even the half an inch is also us. But if the Behemoth pulled it back in, so the Eva that was Yotza is Yotza. Kimish Yotza Chutun B'chitzos Nechal. Nesar. It's not going to be Chosev Nitar. We pass like Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Chosev Nitar. But what was on the border originally, that was Oymed Lotzei, but now if the Uber pulls it back in at the time of Shechita Sa'im, it's not Oymed Lotzei, so that will be Mutar. So you see that there's a din on the border. If it's Oymed Lotzei, then dinah kebachutz. If it's not Oymed Lotzei, then not. So that's what they quote from the Ragachava, that he ran away to Yafo. Yafo is on the border. Yafo is a port city. And outside of Yafo is Chutz Lortz. On the border, if you plan to go to Chutz Lortz, so Yafo is Dina Chutz Lortz. It doesn't explain anything, because he got the Nevuah when he was in the Beis HaMikdash. What does it help? He didn't get the Nevuah in Yafo. He ran away to Yafo to take a boat to Tarshish to run away. There's something missing over here. What they say from the Rosh Hashanah, something missing over here. He wanted to make a dimyon that Yafo is on the border, like the Makom Chatach is on the border. So whatever is on the border, if it's Oymed Lotzes, then it's Dina Kebachutz. If it's not Oymed Lotzes, then it's Dina Kebifnim. That would have been good if he would have gotten the Nevuah in Yafo. Would have gotten the Nevuah in Yafo and Daito to leave, to go to Tarshish. So it's like Chutz Lord, so the Nevuah doesn't count. What do you mean it doesn't count? But he got the Nevuah, it's also sure. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give Nevuah in Chutz Lord. If he does give a Nevuah, it's Lav Shmei Nevuah. Yecheskel Navi got Nevuah in Chutz Lord. So the Gemara said that was an exception to the rule. Hoyo, hoyo, Dvar Hashem, Yecheskel Bambuzi, he got a Nevuah. Sometimes you do get Nevuah. What does it help you run to Yafo? So Shver Evor. Anyway, but the din in the Gemara is like that. So that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, the Eivir Atzma, the Eivir Shiyotza is going to be awesome. My time, Kivin, Amar Kroh. The Amar Kroh, Basa, Basa, the Trey Flau, Tzchel, what do you mean Basa? The word Basa is Miuter, is Kivin Shiyotza, Basa, Uchut from Chitzos, and Nesa. Once it's Chut from Chitzos, like the Kochi Kochim that we remove from the Azar, Kochim Kala, remove from Yerushalayim, so here the Uber, Shehoitzi, Eivir, Chutz, Le Rechamimo, here the Rechamimo is the Mechitzah. Correct the Gemara, but it doesn't seem so from the Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah seems to contradict the Beim. I'm Kasha Leila, the mothers in labor. What's Yuber? It says if it brings back the limb, Mutabachila. My lab posh pshat in the Mishnah, the simple pshat is a Aver. If you pull back the Aver, that Aver is Chayz Venita. If the Aver is still out, then the Aver will be. The Mar says Lo Uber. It doesn't go on the Aver. It goes on the Uber. On the Uber, even if the limb is still outside the Uber, inside it's still going to be mutter. Doesn't make a difference. Hechzira, lo hechzira. Yeah, Uber, the Gemara said, if he's the Mishnah, goes on the Uber. Ma'ir, yeah, hechzira, feel lo hechzira nami. Even if the Uber doesn't pull the limb back before he shech the mother, the Uber inside is not yet yolud. If hotzi rosha, hotzi rubai, so that's ki yolud. See, even if it comes back in, it's already yolud, it doesn't count. But hotzi aver, so Aver is not Yolud on the whole behemoth, it's only Yolud on the Aver. So the Aver will be Asa, but the rest of the Uber is going to be Mutter, whether Hechzer or Loi Hechzer. So that's Gemara's Kasha. Ma'ir Yehechzer, why does it say the Uber is Mutter if the Uber pulls back in the Aver before the Shechit is Aver? I feel Loi Hechzer and Ami is going to be Mutter. Gemara says, you're right, who Adin Afakav to Loi Hechzer? You're right. It's Labdavka. The Uber is going to be Mutter, whether the Uber pulls back. The whole bulk of the Uber will be mutter whether it pulls back the Aver or not. And the Mishnah is labdavke. The Gemara is going to back out from that. The Gemara is going to say, no, the difference is whether the Makam Chatach is also. If Loihach zero, and the time you shech the mother, the limb is sticking out. So now the chelik that's on the outside, the next half inch that's Aymed Lotzis is also also. But if it pulled back the Uber before you shech the mother, then that half inch at the time of Shechit the same as not Aymed Lotzis, then half an inch will be mutter. That's how the Gemara is going to finally touch it up. But now the Gemara didn't realize yet that it's vort about Makom HaChatach. So the Gemara asks, if it goes on the Uber is mutter, so my ear, Yehechzir, I feel like Hechzira. Now the Gemara says, you're right. Who adin al gav dole Hechzira? The Reisha in the Mishnah doesn't read well. It says Hechzira, then the Uber is mutter. Even at Loh Hechzira. But I did a cut to boil the misni safe, Hechzir, Rosh, Afal, Pish, Hechzira, Herezi, Kiyol, Tananami, Reisha, Hechzira. In the Reisha, it's really labdavke. It's really irrelevant. If hotzi uber is yodav hechzir, whether hechzir or lo hechzir, the din is exactly the same. That's what the Gemara says. Now they're going to back out and say, no, the difference is in the Makom HaChatach, but they didn't back out yet. They say in the Reisha, it's irrelevant whether hechzir or not. Why do they say hechzir? It's just parallel to the Sefer. The Sefer wants to tell me a chiddush. The hotzi rosho is laid on the whole uber. So even once the vlad sticks out the rosh, that's then both by Odom and by Behem, Hotzi Rosh, because normally the head comes first, and when the head comes out first, Rov of the head, this part of the head comes out first, when the Padachas, up until the eyebrows, comes out, that part comes out, that's already laid on the whole Vlad, if it's a person, or if it's a Behem, that's only Rabbi Kivega, Mishnai Saholos quotes from Achrayim, that's if it's smooth sailing after that. Sometimes there's going to be a complication, and even though the vlad came out up until here, up until the eyebrows, hotzi padachta came out, and it's not smooth sailing, then you have to start cutting on the side of the rechem and take the uber out, then you don't say hotzi rosha is kiyovet. But on the normal circumstances, the hotzi rosha, every from that point on, the rest of the leder goes normally. So then hotzi rosha is called leder. So if hotzi rosha is called leder, even if hechazir, even if the uber pulls the head back in, he's not going to be nita b'shchita sima, because hotzi rosha is called yet leder, is called kiyolot on everything. So I did a kabbalah misni sefer hotzi rosha after b'shechazir harezi kiyolot. Sefer wanted to tell me that chiddush din. Now hotzi rosha is called leder. So that's why the Mishnah said hechzira also, because the sefer want to say afal pishach zero, it doesn't help because it's kiyolot. Freg the gemara b'sefer makamashma. So what's the big chiddush in the sefer? The hotzi rosha is kiyolot. We know that from other mishnayos and other mesichtas. What's the big? You don't need the sefer. The resha hechzira is lavdafke. With hechzira lo hechzira, the uber is going to be muta anyway, and the aver is going to be aser anyway. So hechzira in the resha is lavdafke, and the whole sefer is not really necessary. The sefer we know from other mishnayos and other mesichtas, and this mesichtas. So that's what the gemara asks. The sefer my kamashmalam. What is the chiddush of the sefer? The kevin the yotzer rosha havilei leida tanina. It's a chanof and a mishnah b'choris. What's the din? There's a din of b'chor that the b'chor gets pishnayim, and there's a din of b'chor that you have to give pidyon aben. So the din is not the same. Let's say a person divorces his first wife, or the first wife dies, whatever the story is, and he marries another person who never had any children before, and then she has the first child as a boy. So the first child is a boy, he needs pidyon aben, but he had a pidyon aben by the first wife. Doesn't matter. He has a pidyon aben by the second wife. Because it's peterechem. Pidyon aben depends on peterechem. And let's say a woman has the first child was stillborn, it's a nefil. So then the one that comes afterwards is not peterechem. So the one that comes afterwards will not have a pidyon aben. That depends on peterechem. But when you get to pishnayim, that does not depend on peterechem. That, let's say, he had children from the first wife, then the first wife dies, he divorces, and then he marries the second wife. Then he has a boy from the second wife. That boy doesn't get pishnayim. Reishis Ono is the first, if the first child that he had with the first wife was a boy, if it's a girl, so there's no din in pishnayim. Din in pishnayim only applies if it's a boy. So that's only the boy from the first child from the first wife. The first child from the second wife is a boy, there will be pidyon aben, but there won't be any pishnayim.
So, Yotze
Doifin
is not a Peter
Rechim,
still no Pidyon Aben by the second.
Yotze
Doifin
is one.
The first one's a
Yotze Doifin,
the second one's a
Peter Rechim.
Yeah. It's no Pidyon Aben.
No
Pidyon Aben,
right.
No, it's a
Peter Rechim. There's one Tana holds that the first one that's born, there was a Tana who holds like that. That the even though there was a Yotze Doifin, a cesarean was first, but the next Vlad is born normally, now it's a Maisim Mechoyam. Women have a cesarean, then afterwards they have a normal child, a child born normally. So there is a Tana in the Mishnah holds that the second one doesn't have Pidyon Aben. We don't pass him like that. We pass him as no Pidyon Aben, because he has to be the first. He's not the first. Yeah. So sometimes you have a Bchor L'Nachla Ben, a Bchor L'Kohanim. He's not a Bchor for Pidyon Aben. Sometimes you have a Bchor for Pidyon Aben, and he's not a Bchor for Pishnai. So that's the Mishnah has like that. Let's say the first child was a nefel. That was the peterechem. Then the next child is born a year later, 2 or 5 years later, whatever. Next child is a boy, so he will get pishnayim, but he won't be chayv in pidyon aben. Pidyon aben has to be peterechem, so it's not a peterechem because the first one was a nefel. But for the purposes of pishnayim, the pasuk says, how does it say? Kihu reishis ono lo mishpat abchor. What do you mean reishis ono? So pashib shad reishis ono reishis kocho. That's the first child that the father had from his koyach. So the Gemara has a drasha Torah Shabbal Peh level of interpretation. Kihu reishis ono miloshen aninus reishis aniniso. That's the first child that he's going to have avelus for. If the child should die while the father's still alive, then the father will have to observe avelus. So the Gemara says, if the first child was an Eiffel, and the second one is a Bar Kayama, so this is the first child who's going to die, that'll be Reishis Aninusa, because the first one was stillborn. There's no avelus for that. and the one who's born after the Nefer will have the din of Pishtaim. He won't have a din of Pidyon HaBen because it's not Peter Rechem. The first one was a stillborn, was a Nefer, but the second one will have the din of Pishtaim. It's Reishis HaNinusam. There was, in the days of the Bali HaTosis, there was a practice that's recorded in the Torah, I think, that if the Bechor dies, the parents don't observe Shiva. What's that? As if the Bechor belongs to the Rebbe Shalom, he doesn't belong to the parents. So if he's not part of the family. So they say it's against the Nafa Negemar. The din is that you get Pishnaim if you're a racious owner, racious Aninuso. The first child that they had that they would have to observe Avelis on is the Bechor. In a Bechor Bolach and Nefalim, there's no Avelis on the Nefel because he was never alive. He was born, stillborn. So the next one, the Bechor Bolach and Nefalim, that's racious Aninuso. So then there is Pishnaim. So you see from the Gemara, Beferish, not so. That there is Avelis on the firstborn child. They used to have the attitude, some Balabatim, in the days of the Balatas, had the attitude, first child belongs to the Rebbe Shalom as if he's not part of the family. So it's against the Gemara. It's against this din. So the Gemara quotes, what's the Chiddush of the Sefer that Hotzi Rosho and Fineran and Smooth Sailing that's laid on the Hovla? So that I know from other Mishnah. I know it from Chorus. Tanina. I know that din already from a different Mishnah. Eze b'chol ha'nachal v'ena b'chol ha'koinim ha'bo'ach ha'nefolim. Af al pishu yotze rosh ha'chai. If it's a nefal means it's only a ben ches. Lo kol olech ha'doshev is called a nefal. Ha'bo'ach ha'nefolim. The first one was a nefal means it was a ben ches. It was lo kol olech ha'doshev. Af al pishu yotze rosh ha'chai. Even though the first baby came out alive, but it wasn't full term. Full term is a machlekes in the Gemara Nida, where the full term means full 9 months, 9 months of 30 days. We never have 30 days, 9 months in a row. We have 29, 30. We don't have 30 days in a row. But that's how the Gemara says, that full term pregnancy means 9 full months of 30 days each. So that's or the beginning of the ninth month. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. What's called full-term pregnancy? Do you say hayoledes? In the days of the Gemara, they assumed that there were two types of pregnancies. There's a nine-month pregnancy and a seven-month pregnancy. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ritva, he says he doesn't know what in the world this is all about. There is no such thing. We don't know what is supposed to correspond to. There is no seven-month pregnancy. The Gemara assumes that a baby is born in the eighth month. We're not sure. Is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? How can you tell? So you can tell whether it has fingernails, whether it has hair. If it's fully, you can tell whether the baby is post-mature. Sometimes a baby is born more than 9 months. It's sitting in the mother's rechem for 10 months. So the baby comes out, all the features are chiseled and all the hair is grown already and the fingernails, everything is grown. So an eighth month baby, the Gemara says, if nigmar tzaira v'tziparnov, if the fingernails are full and the hair, that has a head full of hair, then you see that it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, that is not a nefel. Then it's called a chadoshet. But if it doesn't have fingernails and it doesn't have hair, and it's born in the 8th month, so it means that it's a premature baby, so that's considered a nefel. So a nefel is considered dead. Nefel is not considered alive unless he lives to the age of 20. Unless he lives to the age of 20. That's the Gemara Yavam. So he survives to the age of 20. Igloy Muslim afraid that he wasn't the Nefer. The Chazanish writes in his Sefer that today that we have incubators. So if they put the baby in an incubator, then they release the baby from the hospital. So he says, you don't have to wait till the baby reaches the age of 20 to establish that he's considered a chai. If the doctors had him in an incubator, that's like putting him back into the mother's rechem. And they keep him warm there and everything, and then when they release him from the hospital, so he already has the status of a bar kayom. So I saw the Minchas Yitzchak was a dying in the Eidah Haredes, dying wife from the Eidah Haredes. First in Manchester, then they took him for the Eidah Haredes. So he writes, the Chazanish had no right to say that, he disagrees. So I remember once in Shir, I was talking about this, so I said over the Chazanish that if the doctors put the baby in an incubator, and then they released them, so that's considered the equivalent of Kol HaChadosh. Then I said jokingly, I was laughing when I said it, I said that the Minchas Yitzchok disagrees with the Chazanish, and he said the Chazanish had no right to say it. So there was a student in the class, he tells me 3 years later that he was born prematurely and he was in an incubator, And at the time he was 17 years old when I said this, and he got so frightened. I mean, he doesn't know if he's alive or dead. I said over the Min Hasitzchuk was joking. I was making fun of it. He said, the Chazanish. And then I said, Min Hasitzchuk said, you have the right to disagree with the... He says he got so petrified, he started to perspire. And then 3 years later, when he was 20, he comes over to me in the morning in the Beis Medrash, he says, Mazel Tov, I'm alive. So I said, what does that mean? Of course you're alive. He says, no, he just reached the age of 20. Now he knows even according to the Min Hasitzchuk is alive. So I said, what are you talking about? So he tells me that 3 years earlier, I said I was joking. He said he didn't realize I was joking. He thought I said it seriously. Anyway, we are something like the Chazon Ish. So in the days of the Gemara, they thought that there's a 9-month pregnancy and a 7-month and a 7-month pregnancy. So if you have, and the Gemara assumes if you have a 7-month pregnancy, that's called Yoledes L'Shiva. Yoledes L'Shiva, Yoledes L'Mukutoin. If it's into the beginning of the 7th month, Maspik. We don't know what that means. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ritva, they don't know what it corresponds to a 7-month pregnancy. We don't know such a thing. We just know 9-month pregnancies. The Gemara had some, that the doctors in the days of Gemara, some Zachangirat, they talked it into themselves that there's such a thing. But the 9-month pregnancy that we do know, so that's a machloikis in the Gemara Nida. Yoledes L'Tisha, is that normal Yoledes L'Mekutoin, Ok Gehak D'Chadoshim, means if you have 8 full months of 30 days each, and one day into the 9th month, the beginning, you entered into the beginning, and that's called Kolol HaChadoshim, so that's not called a Nefil. Oh no, it's called a Nefil till 9 full months of 30 days. Even on the calendar, you never have 9 months with 30 days in a row. That's how the Gemara says, 9 full months of 30 days, that's called Kol HaChadoshim. Yoledes L'Tisha, Ein Yoledes L'Mekutoin. So in the days of the Gemara, that was a Machloikis. In the Rishonim, it's Vaita Machloikis. The Rambam and the Ramban, whether you assume Yoledes L'Tisha, a 9-month pregnancy by us, everything is 9-month pregnancy. Is that normal? Yoledes L'Mekutoin, O Kehak T'Chadoshim, into the beginning of the 9th month, or you have to have Davka to the end of the 9th month? So the Ramon, in the end of Ibn Ezra, towards the very end of Ibn Ezra, yes, says, what he quotes a Tshuvas HaTashbetz, whatever it was in the days of the Gemara, whatever it was in the days of the Rama and the Ramban is irrelevant. Bismanazeh, we know for sure, the Rashbetz, I think, lived in Algeria. So he says, whatever it was then is irrelevant. Bismanazeh, we know that it is normal that a woman gives birth any time into the beginning of the 9th month. That's called Kol Aloi Chadoshim. You don't have to have 9 full months. That's Negeh Tavelus. Let's say a baby is born, and baby dies the same day that he was born. Dies a day or two later. So if the doctors establish, let's say a baby's born, and he dies a week later, and the doctors say because the heart wasn't fully developed, the kishkes weren't full, the lungs weren't fully developed. So even if it's a full 9-month pregnancy, but they say the organs inside were not fully developed, so that's an Eifel. Even though it was living for a couple of days, but the 9 months didn't help. 9 months, 9 full months means that everything, all the inside organs were fully developed, sufficiently developed. If the doctors can figure out what it was, or something was not sufficiently developed, then it's called a Nefil, so there's no Avelus. If you have a baby is born and it dies a few days after it's born, you don't know what the cause of death, you don't know whether the organs inside were fully developed or not. So if it was called a Lechadoshov, if it was a full term pregnancy, then even if the baby dies the day after it's born, the din is that you have to observe Avelus. That's the deal, what's called a full-term pregnancy. So according to the way the Ramah paskens in Ibn Ezra, the Ramah in Ibn Ezra has a din like this. Let's say a couple is married and the husband dies and he has no children, never had any children, or at the time that he dies, he has no descendants. He has no children, no grandchildren. At the time that he dies, he has no children. So then the wife has to have chalitza. Or Yibum, as man as we don't practice Yibum by Ashkenazim. So you have to have Chalitza. What happens, let's say, the husband died and the wife was pregnant? The husband dies a week later, the wife gives birth to the baby, and then the baby dies a day later, a week later. So do you say it was an Eifel? So he left no children? And they say, no, the baby was alive for a week, and then it died afterwards. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If it was kolol hachadoshav, if it was a full-term pregnancy, and then the baby was born and it dies a week later, so then there's no chalitza, no need for chalitza. So that's the deal. Vos heis the full-term pregnancy. So the Ramah there writes that he quotes the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz, that Bizman Hazeh, full term means whatever it was in the days of Gemara, whatever it was in the days of the Rama Ramban is irrelevant. Bizman Hazeh, the medicine of our generation, say the 9 month full term pregnancy means the beginning of the 9th month is Genuk, and even if the baby dies the next day, that's not called an Eifel. So based on that, the Rama should have quoted this in Hilchas Avelus. In Hilchas Avelus, the Mechaber writes you have to have a full 9 months. You let us letisha, and you let us limikutoin. You need a full 9 months of 30 days each. And if the baby is born into the ninth month, and he survives for a week, then he dies. Then the Mechaber paskens that there's no Avelus. So the Rama should have disagreed. He should have said that there is Avelus, because in Hilchas Chalitza, he's mater v'nisa deraisa. He's mater the woman to remarry without chalitza, because the baby being born into the beginning of the 9th month is normal. That's considered kol hachadosh. The beginning of the 9th month is considered normal, and therefore it's called ben yeshlo. And even though the baby dies a week after, a day after he's born, there's no need for chalitza. So if there are more paskins like the Tashbeitz, lahakel on anisa deraisa, that she doesn't need chalitza. So you should certainly pass on like the Tashbeitz Lahachmer, that if the baby is born into the beginning of the 9th month, and then he dies a day or two later, so you should certainly say that there should be Avelus. That's a Pella. How come the Ramah didn't say anything in Hilchas Avelus? Just leaves the Mechaber the way it is. So some Achrenim want to say, because not everybody agrees to this Tashbeitz. So we pass on like the Tashbeitz. We pass on, we matter the woman doesn't need Chalitza. We allow the woman Lehinasi Lashuk. Because the Rav HaPaskim agree with the Tashbeitz, but there is a minority opinion who is not so. They stick to their guns, they say, even Bizman Hazeh, it's not normal to give birth to a baby in the beginning of the 9th month, you have to have a full term, a full 9 month pregnancy. So even though we don't pass like that and call it Torah Kula, but Halacha Gedevra Amekel Ba'Ovel, when it comes to Avelus, whenever there's a Machloikis, you go to Kula. I think David Nezer writes like that. David Nezer has a tshuva, the reason why the Ramah didn't write a Hasog in Hilchas Avelus, because there are those who don't accept it, that don't agree with the Tashbeitz. It's very difficult. Only applies when it's a machlokes in halacha, and it's shach to say eilav eilav divrei elokim chaim. But it's a machlokes in medicine. In medicine, you don't say eilav eilav divrei elokim chaim. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. He wrote the Torah in such a way he wanted variety. He originally wanted yud bei shvatim, and every shevet should have its own bez nagodol shel hashevet. That's the Mishnayos and the first Perek in Hebrews. And that's the Ramban HaChumash has, the opening pasuk, Shoftam Shatin Lecha B'chol Lishvatecha, every Shevet needs the Bezen Shalos HaShevet, Bezen HaGadol. And they'll paskin for their Shevet one way, they'll paskin for their Shevet differently. The Rebbeinu Shlomo appreciates variety. Like the pasuk says that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give a bracha to Esav. He didn't realize, he was blind, so he didn't realize that Yaakov was the tzaddik and Esau was the faker. Kitzai b'fiv, so he wanted to give the bracha before he dies to Esav. So he asked Esav, say asada tzud l'tzad v'havalei matam v'aychelo. He wants to eat, enjoy a meal, and put me in a good mood, and I'll give you a bracha. They say havei l'it matamim. So the Balatanya quotes from the Zohar, why does he need matamim? He enjoys the steak that he's going to enjoy, the lamb chops or whatever. The flesh, if you're still hungry, eat another piece of it. Still hungry, eat another piece of flesh. Why do you need batamim? Like when you eat on Shabbos, first you have gefilte fish, and then you have a chves salad, vegetable salad, and then you have kugel, and then you have cholent, and then you have another side dish, and then you have chicken, then you have flesh, then you have dessert, then you have so many different courses. Batamim means a variety of different things. So what do you need a variety for? If he's still hungry, eat another piece of it. If he's still hungry, has another piece of it. The answer is people enjoy variety. So the Zohar says, just like the Rebbeinu Shalom, just like human beings appreciate variety, of Eli Matamim, so the Rebbeinu Shalom also appreciates variety. It gets bored. Everybody's going to daven the same nusach, and everybody's going to like tefillin exactly the same, and everybody's going to wear the tzitzis exactly the same. He appreciates it. You have Yud Bei Shvatim, and everybody does a little different nusach. Everybody looks like the Rebbeinu Shalom enjoys variety just like we do. So that was the original plan. But we don't know now from this. We only know Kohanim Levim are Shevet Levi, and everybody else is miscellaneous. We don't know what Shevet we belong. But there was supposed to be Yud based Drachim and Avodas Hashem, 12 different Mahalchim and Avodas Hashem. We have now more than 12 here. These Chassidim, those Chassidim, and this Yeshiva, and that Yeshiva. Every Yeshiva has its own flavor, has its own style, and every Chassidish group has their own style. But the original plan was they're going to be They're going to be Yud Beishvatim.
12 entrances that are based on
Bigdash. Mm-hmm.
Each diversity in prayer.
12 Sha'arim, 10 to Yerushalayim. And then the 13th one is the Shar HaKoilo, the miscellaneous Shar. For those who are Bali Tshuva, Gerim, they don't know what. So everyone can approach the Ribbono Shel Olam for that Shar. Whoever knows what Shevet he belongs to is supposed to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam with that Shar. That's right. That's in the Kisvi Hari. He explains in the end of Yecheskel, it says again, Lasi Lavi, Shalom is going to have a wall. There are going to be 13 Sha'arim. So each Shar is going to be for a different Shevet. And then the Shara Kailo, the miscellaneous Shara, everybody can go through there. Whoever does know what Shevet he belongs to. So different drachim and avodas Hashem. How did we get involved in this? I already forgot. Yeah. So the whole idea of halacha gedebranekel ba'avil, we paskan lekula, that's what the Mishkan is saying, right? That's only nitan lahiyomer. When you have a machlokes in halacha, and the concept is elevel divilikim chayim, so there is some validity. We don't paskan like that shita sayach, but there is validity that the shita elevel divilikim chayim. So then you say in hilchas avodah, any slight sofi kol dehu you go lekula. But if it's a machlokes in medicine, so you don't say elevel machlokes in mitzias. Is it night or day? Machlokes is what the girsa is. Machlokes is what the girsa. Either the girsa is A, the girsa is B. The Tana didn't talk out of both sides of his mouth. He said also, he said mutter. If you have a machlokes of what the gear says, so one is right, one is wrong. You don't say elu v'yelu. If you're talking about a din deraisa, machlokes aliba din avshayu. Tanoim, amaroim, have a machlokes. What's a din of Yerushalayim midas? They're not arguing, what does it say in the Mishnah? How do you read the Mishnah? They're arguing, what should be an abstract? Yerushalayim midas. And then the shach to say, elu v'yelu, divilu kimchay. So that's what the Mishkan as Yankim says. The whole idea of halacha g'devameka ba'ovel only applies in a situation where there's validity to the shitas hayochid, to the minority opinion, to the extent that elavela divulekim chaim. But here, where it's a machlokes and mitzias in medicine, that the Ramah quotes the tshuvas hatashbeitz, that bismanazeh, whatever it was in the days of the Gemara is irrelevant. Bismanazeh, it's absolutely normal to give birth to a baby in the beginning of the ninth month. So that those who disagree, so we assume that they're wrong. It's a machlokes and mitzias, machlokes and medicine. So you can't say halakha ramekah ba'avel over here. So that's a shvera teretz. What they say, the Ramah didn't quote the Tashbeis and Hilchos Avelis, because he holds there, you putter from observing Avelis, even though the baby was born into the ninth month, and it dies a week later. The Pashta says that it's not right. The Ramah should have quoted. So some Acharim say, who are the Nami? Just like the Ramah quoted the Tashbeis in the end of Evenez and Hilchos Chalitza, that we rely on this Tashbeis, that into the beginning of the ninth month, that's called Kolo Chadoshev. So the same as Benegiat Tadelus, Bismanazev. For Achman Alexan happens every so often. A baby is born in the middle of the ninth month, and then it doesn't survive 30 days. The halacha of surviving 30 days is if you don't know whether it's Kol HaChadoshav or not Kol HaChadoshav. So if the baby lives 30 days and then it dies, it's Biodua that it was Kol HaChadoshav. That's a similar dub that it was Kol HaChadoshav. But if you know the baby was born full-term pregnancy, whatever that means, and we paskin that means into the beginning of the ninth month, we know when her pregnancy began. We know when the last time she went to mikvah. We know when the pregnancy began. So we know when she's in the beginning of the ninth month, and then she gives birth to a baby. You don't have to wait. You don't say if the baby doesn't survive 30 days, it's an eifel. That's not true. That only applies if it's safik kol chadashav, safik loy kol chadashav. Then you have to wait 30 days. But if it's vada kol chadashav, even if the baby dies the same day that it's born, you have to observe avelus unless the doctors ascertain that the yevarim were incomplete. So that's like lo kol lechadoshev. They say the doctors say it wasn't fully developed. That does say it's an eifel. That's the whole idea of an eifel, that the organs were not fully developed. So again, so that's the Mishnah in Bechoris tells you the dinim of Bechor for Pigyon HaBen, the dinim for Bechor for Pishnaim are not the same. They're totally different. Sometimes yesh b'chol l'nachla, v'einu b'chol l'koin. Sometimes yesh b'chol l'koin, v'einu b'chol l'nachla. That the second wife is going to have a pigyon haben, but the child born from the second wife will not get pishnayim. Not get pishnayim. So the Mishnah gives, for the pishnayim purposes, p'chor habo la'acha nefolim is a p'chor for pishnayim. He's not peterechem, but he's a p'chor because that's reishis haninusim. The first one was an Eifel, so there's not Avelus on the Eifel. The second one is the first child that there'll be Avelus on the Reishis Ono, Reishis Aninuso. So the Mishnah has the Din, Habo, the baby is born, Achan Nefalim, the first blood was an Eifel, Achal bisha atarosh achad. What do you mean an eifel? It was lekola lechadashov. It was an 8 month pregnancy. It didn't even enter the 9th month, and the baby came out alive. Achal bisha atarosh achad. But then it died soon afterwards. See, if it's yodua that it's 8 month pregnancy, it doesn't help if the baby survives 30 days. If the baby lives 30 days, you assume it's alive. That's if you don't know whether it was kol lechadosh or lo kol lechadosh. If it's vaday lo kol lechadosh, if it doesn't help 30 days, you got to wait till he's 20 years old. Or the Chazon Ish said you have to wait till the doctors put him in the incubator and then they release him. So they say if the baby sat in the incubator a couple of weeks, that's the equivalent of sitting inside the mother's body. So that's considered like kol lechadosh. But if it's achol pishat rosh chai, then the baby dies 3 months later, the baby dies 5 years later. I say that is not velus. I say that was an eifel. Afal pshisha yotze rosh achai o ben tes shiotze rosh ames. Let's say it's a full term pregnancy, but it was a stillborn child when it was born. So the Gemara says time. So the one that's born afterwards is going to have a din apchor le pishnaim. Won't have a din apchor for petarechem for pishnaim. Then has a din apchor pishnaim. So the Gemara is medayik and the Mishnah pchoris time of the rosh ames. It was a ben tes, but it was stillborn. Harosha chai, but let's say yotza rosho of a ben tes chai, and then the baby dies the same day. So then, that one was the one that should have had pishnaim. Habu acharav, chodan nachla nami loy havi. What's the reason why? Because yotza rosho is called yalud. Yotza rosho is called yalud. So yotza rosho chai, that was the pchor. He should have gotten pishnaim. He died shai. So there's no pchor. So you already know that from the Mishnah Mchoris, that Hotzi Rosha is considered Kiyolot. It's the Mishnah in Aholos also. Mishnah in Aholos also, where the Mishnah says, a woman is in labor, and she's Besakona. If you leave her the way she is, we're afraid the mother's going to die. And if you cut up the Uber inside, so then it'll save the mother's life. They won't be pushing out the whole Uber. The Uber won't rip the mother into pieces. So the Mishnah says, Mechatchanus will be cut up the Uber to save the life of the mother. But if Yatzer Rosho Chai, if Hotzi Rosho, then ain't Dech Nefesh Mepte Nefesh. Then you're not allowed to kill the Uber because it's Kiyolot. So that Mishnah also has that Hotzi Rosho is considered later. So you have it, the Mishnah in Aholus is talking about a baby, a human baby. And the Mishnah in Bechor is also talking about a human baby. Is it the Bechor for Pishnaim? Is it a Bechor for Pidyanah? Then talking about a human baby. And here our Mishnah is talking about a Behemah. The Yotze Rosha. So that's what the Gemara is going to point out. Maybe you need two different Mishnah, but you don't need three, you don't need four. You have a Mishnah in Aholos about babies, and you have a Mishnah in Bechoris about human babies. And then the Gemara is going to say, you have two Mishnahs in Chulam about Behemoth. What do you need four Mishnahs for? So the Gemara says, don't I know that already? V'chitem, the line begins with the word V'chitem. The Gemara says, why do you need the whole Sefer of our Mishnah? To tell me that Hotzi Rosh Afal Pishach Zero, I raise a Kiyolot, we know that from the Mishnah Mchiris, that Hotzi Rosh is considered later. Dichiteimam, you'll argue the point and say like this, I need two Mishnais. Ashvinim Ba'odam Ekam Ashmolam Be'Behema, there in Behema, I'm Kasho, and our Perek in Chulin is talking about Behema's being, but Yotze Rosh is later by Behema. And the Mishnah Mchiris is Yotze Rosh is later by Odom. Why do you need two? If you would have one, you wouldn't know the other one. So the Gemara says, you wouldn't know in either direction. Maybe Hotzi Rosho is more significant by human beings than by behemoths, because by human beings, the seichel is the most important thing. By behemoths, they said behemoth hot nishkin seichel anyway. So maybe you would say only Yotza Rubai. Maybe Yotza Rosho is only called later by Odom. Maybe it's a different definition of chiyus, because by Odom, the brains are more important. And maybe, so once you have Yotza Rosho by behemoths, it shouldn't be a kal v'chaymer by Odom. Mar says no, because by Odom, Hotzi Rosho chutz mi where? Hotzi Rosho Chutz Miwes. So Hotzi Rosho Chutz out of the cervix. But even out of the... So by Behema, there is no canal outside of the cervix. When the Uber, when the baby, when the Vlad of the Pura is Hotzi Rosho out of the cervix, it's already out of the body of the mother. That's it. The cervix is on the edge. By human beings, though, there's a canal after the cervix. The Rishonim have Gemolt, a funny case. I don't think it ever happens in Metzius to have a funny case. A baby boy is born on Shabbos, and the Mila Bizmana is today. How can that be? Mila Bizmana is a week later, Yom HaShemini. So they say no. The baby was Hotzi Rosho Chutz LeCervix last Shabbos, and it was there inside the canal for a week, that they will probably suffocate to death. No, it's going to die. It's probably highly unlikely, probably improbable and impossible. But the Ozarur writes such a funny din. The baby was born today, and they did the bris milah today. On Shabbos is milah bismanu because of the Hotzi Rosho Chutz Lerechem. Hotzi Rosho Chutz Leshinaim. Shinaim is the cervix. Shinaim is the muscles that are in a circular shape. So that's by the cervix like that. So Hotzi Rosho by the baby, Chutz Lerechem, but it's still inside the prosdor. So it's already called Leda. So maybe Hotzi Rosho by Behema is Leda, because the Uber Hotzi Rosho is outside of the body. But Hotzi Rosho by baby, by human body, the head is still inside. It's covered over in the canal. So maybe Hotzi Rosho was not enough. Hotzi Rosho Chutz Lishinaim would not be enough. So that's what the Gemara argues in both directions. I need two different Mishnayos. I can't learn now from one from the other. Why? If you can't derive that Hotzi Rosha by Odom is the same Hotzi Rosha by Behema, why Dame Pros de the Behema? Because by the Behema Hotzi Rosha, the head is already Aver Ha'olam. By Odom, the head is out of the Rechem, but it's still not Yotzel Aver Ha'olam. Still covered in the canal. And in the other direction, Eichad, you can't prove. So once you have a Mishnah that says Hotzi Rosha by Odom is Leida, even though the head is covered up in the canal, shouldn't it be a Kal V'chaimer by Behema? No, Behema mi Odom lo yaf, the Choshen parts upon him today. Maybe Hotzi Rosha is only significant by human being because the brain is more important. Brain is more important by Odom. That's why they came up with this Chiddush, their brain death. I don't know. They came up with the Chiddush that since by human beings the brain is so important, so by maybe by behemoth not, but by Adam, the person is brain dead, so he's considered dead. And the Mishnah has exactly the same definition of birth and death. The same by behemoth and by Adam. The Gemara had to have a minute to distinguish, but the Maskana, it's not so. It's the same definition. So if you're going to hold from brain death by Adam, it's going to be the same by behemoth also. You have insufficient evidence to say that brain death is considered death by Adam. It's not death by behemoth. The Pashtus is that it's not correct. So that's what the Gemara said. Maybe that's why you need two Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, Hanami Tanina. I know that also. I know already by Behema. The Mishnah in Bchoris tells me by Odom. Mishnah in Bchoris and in Aholos tells you Hotzi Rosha by Odom. And I have a later Mishnah over here. The Gemara, Hanami Tanina. I know already a different Mishnah later by Behema, that Hotzi Rosha is enough. Shil Yosh Yotze Mitzasa Asura Bachil Kisim Vlad Bisha Kachsim Vlad Behema. When you have shilya is the embryonic sac. So if a behema, if you shech the behema, then after you shech it comes out of shilya, and there's nothing there in the shilya. So everything is liquefied. Everything that was, maybe there was an uber, and it died, then it turned into liquid. So it's also nita b'shchita sima. Nita b'shchita sima. What if it's shilya shiatza miktsos, so a behema is pregnant, and part of the shilya is sticking out. And then when you shech the mother, you open up the shilya. The sack, there's nothing inside. It's all watery. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat anything. Maybe in the part that came out, maybe it was Hotzi Rosha. You don't know what part was the Rosh, because the whole thing liquefied before it was born. So the Mishnah says later, in Behemam Kasha, in this parak about the Ben Pekua, shilya, if the sack yatsa miktsasa, Asur Bachir did not allowed to eat any of the shilya, and it's not nita b'shchita sima because maybe it was Hotzi Rosho, and the little was why? Because kesim and vad v'isha, just like Hotzi Rosho by women, by human beings is laid, so to by meim Hotzi Rosho is the same. Kachsim and vlad b'vehem, Hotzi Rosho is enough, and a shilya, an embryonic sac is a sima that there was something there. If there wouldn't have been an uber, there wouldn't have been a shilya. So you're not allowed to eat any part of that shilya, maybe it was Hotzi Rosha. I already have Mishnayos, everything. I have four Mishnayos. I have two Mishnayos Hotzi Rosha by Behemoth, two Mishnayos Hotzi Rosha by. And so, what do you need so many Mishnayos for? So, the Gemara doesn't understand. The ratio of the Mishnah is Labdavke. It says, Behemam Kashav Hotzi Uber Sriyoda Behecha Zeroi. Mutter. What's Mutter? The Uber is Mutter even Loi Hech Zero. And the Aver is also even Hech Zero. So, why does it say Hech Zero? Gemara says, it's labdavke. Hechzira is also the sefer. What's the sefer? Hotzi Rosha, afal pish hechzira, hareze kiyolot. Gemara says, the sefer is a hapshita. We know that. Hotzi Rosha is later. What do I need? Four mishnayos to tell the same thing. Two mishnayos by Yodim, two mishnayos by Behema. The Hotzi Rosha is called later. So that's the Gemara says, I know all of this already. So So the Gemara says, "I amrit bishleim." The line begins with the word "amrit." "I amrit bishleim hechzir the reisha davke." If you would hold not like Rabbi Shmuel, that hotzi hechaziro, then the uber the eber sheyotza becomes mutter. The Gemara is going to say, "No, I'm based." They said that they attributed that to Rabbi Yechon, and then they say it's wrong. It can't be. Rabbi Yechon never said that. It's against halacha. So if that would have been correct, that hotzi uberis yoda the hechaziro mutter the Eva Shiyotza is mutter. All right, then the Reisha tells me a chiddush. But if you tell me the Eva Shiyotza is always going to be us, and the Uber that's inside is always going to be mutter with hechziro lo hechziro, they didn't come up with the answer yet about the makam chatach. It didn't occur to them. They're going to, next time they're going to come up with that. So the hechziro and the Reisha is irrelevant. So it's only otu the sefer. The sefer we know that Yotza Rosha was later kesimin vlad biyisha kach simin vlad bebeim. Hotzi Rosha is later. So the Gemara argues the whole Mishnah does. Iyam epishlem hechzira dereisha dafke hechzira. Then the Aver becomes mutter. Oh, so don't say adereisha. The sefer I don't really need it. It's a din pasha that hotzi rosha is leida. So the whole sefer is really not necessary. So it's only written adereisha. But iyam el iyam et loy dereisha dafke veloy the sefer dafke. And the reisha it's not meduyak. Zelo dafke. Zelo meduyak. Whether hechzir or lo hechzir, the din is going to be the same. And the sefer, I don't need the whole sefer. It's such an elementary din. Hotzi rosha is later. So lama lana masadya klav. Why do you need the whole reisha with the sefer? The whole thing is that the hechzir or lo hechzir, the whole thing doesn't read straight. Everything more lo, they finally come to the answer. Lo, the oil ama uber. Hechaziro. You're not allowed to eat the eiver shiyotze, but you're allowed to eat the uber. The uber you're allowed to eat anyway. No, it goes on the mokum chatach. If hotzi eiver, and the shech, the mother, and the Eber is still outside. Not only the Eber Hayotze is Aser, Basada, even the Makam Chatach in Zayim Midlatzes is also Aser. But if Hechziro, and at the time of Shechita, the Makam Chatach is all the way inside, it's not Zayim Midlatzes, and the Makam Chatach will be Mutter. That's what the Gemara says. Just like Rav Nachma Yitzchak said it on something else. Le'o Lama Uber. Yikidam Rav Nachma Yitzchak on a different price, and it's Chalam Makam Chatach, Achanami, that's Pshat in this Mishnah. Just like he said it on a different brisa, that's the pshat echanami here too. That the mokum chatach will only be also the extra half an inch will only be also if at the time of shechita same it's omed lotzis.
How do we know the measurement?
How do you know?
The measurement of
mokum chatach, probably half an inch, something like that. Very little. Probably an etzba. They probably give a shear, probably the thickness. They have to look in Yerideya. I forgot to look. Probably has an Hilchus Ben Pekua. Probably less than a half an inch. Something like that. I don't know. Let's see. Toshma de Koda Bryson. Let's see. The Hema Hamakasha Lele. Hema Hamakasha means that the Hema is in labor. So the mother's in labor. Hotzi Uberis Yodai stretches out a limb. The hechazira and he pulls it back in. Chak hashochet asimo mutter b'achila. So that's the question. What's mutter b'achila? The limb? Oh no, the limb remains also. The uber is mutter. So it's unclear. That doesn't help too much. What if hotzi eva v'shochet asimo chak hechazira? He shech the mother, and then the uber pulls it back in. So then it does not basa b'achila. What's also b'achila? The limb. The Gemara is going to say it goes on makam chatach. The difference is whether the Mokam HaChatach will be us. But first, the Gemara doesn't understand what it means. The third line, Hotzi es yodoi v'chatochoi v'chakar shochet esimo, you cut off a limb. So that limb is an eiv menachai. You cut off a limb from an animal. It's an eiv menachai. Shebachutz, the limb that you cut off his tummy, has a tumor like an eiv menachai. Eiv menachai from a human being is metame. Let's say they cut off a limb from a living person. So just like a dead body is metame b'magam masa ba'ohel, so Eiv Menachai is metame b'magam masa ba'ohel. Eiv Menachai from a behemah is not metame ba'ohel. Behemah, dead behemah is metame b'magam masa. So an Eiv Menachai of a behemah, if you cut off a limb, the uber stretches out a limb and you cut it off. So that's metame b'magam masa, like an avela. Nachama, hotzi es yodo v'chatocha, you cut off a limb. Zayim menachay v'chakar shochet esimo shebachutz tamei v'oser tzosa b'achilo eiv menachay and it's tamei tumas eiv menachay v'shebifnim tahor because when I cut it off then it becomes eiv menachay kozman it's attached there's no din of eiv menachay v'eimeh b'chaya lav leivar menes A live animal is not called Eid Menachai. Only when you cut, that's Machloek is later in Per Gid Anosh. Machloek is Abyechon Veshlokish. We have in the first pair, when Rav Huna says, if you have a suffix in Shchita, so you go to Chumah because a live animal is Becheskas Isa, Becheskas which Isa? So that was a machlokes, this Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi said, Becheskas Isa, Eid Menachai. The animal, while it's walking, while it's alive, there's a whole bunch of Eid Menachais. And Tosfos says, we don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Yechon. It's not the walking Eid Menachai. Eid Menachai means if you detached an organ from the Basim Menachai. Eid Menachai means you detach something from the animal while it's alive. Not it's walking. When it's walking, everything is attached. Nothing was detached. There's no Eid Menachai. So what does it mean? Behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser. So I said b'cheskas iser esay avein azvucha. Not b'cheskas iser lois esay avein menachai. It's b'cheskas ein azvucha. It's b'cheskas iser esay. So nachamal. So it says, if chatocha, if the uber stretched out a limb, the chatocha you detach, the chakav shocha l'sima, shebachu, it's the limb that you cut off, is a reid menachai, is metami b'magam emasa, like an aveila v'behema. Also, it's also b'chila, the shchit of the mother does it. It's not chal on the limb that was cut off before he shechted the mother. Can't be matter the limb. V'shebifnim tohor umutar. The limb, you cut it off, so it's not no longer, it didn't touch the inside after you detached it. So it didn't have a chance to be metamiye. Whoever will cut, touch the limb after it was detached from the uber will become tamiye b'magam emasa. But the part of the same uber that's inside never touched it, it never touched it after it was cut off. Shebifnim, the part of the uber that's inside is nita b'shchita sima mutar, and it's tohar. What if shachar asima v'chakach atochay? The uber stretched out a limb, and I shech the mother. So ben pekur the shchita is chal on the ben pekur, but the eva hayoytze the shchita is not chal on that. That's like kibun shiyata basar chutz m'chitzas and nechal. So what's the din? Habasar, the flesh of the uber inside, that's the top of amid beis, top line of samaches amid beis. Habasar magan avela. Because the part of the limb that's outside the shechitas, the first tana, some machlokes hatanoim. Reb Meir is of the opinion, the shechita is only chal on the part of the uber that's inside. The part of the uber that's outside, shechita is not chal, and it's mamash and nevela. And that part, that nevela, is touching the inside part. When I shech the mother, kol mana didn't shech the mother, so it's not a nevela, the uber is not a nevela, it's alive and kicking. The minute I shech the mother, so I said the shechita is only chal on the mother and on the part of the uber that's inside. The part of the uber that's outside, the shechita is not chal. But the shechita was chal on the part that was inside. So what status does the part that's outside have? So Rav Meir says it has a din of nevela. When you shech the mother, so it's considered as if the outside part has tumas nevela, isa nevela, and it's touching the rest of the uber, it's metame b'maga. It's metame b'maga. It should really be maga beis astarim.
It's against the Mishnah, basically.
Why is it against the Mishnah?
Because it says it's mutter to eat. What I'm saying is the minute it says sticking out.
The part that's sticking out, I shech the mother, and there's a limb.
Sticking
a limb.
Out is no wasa, and now makes the inside.
It makes the part that's inside is touching it.
It's touching, but also, so how can you let the Mishnah according to it?
Why? What's the problem with the Mishnah? Mishnah says the part that's out is also, the part that's inside is muta b'achila. It doesn't say whether the part inside is tami atohar. It just says muta b'achila. Part that's inside is nitar, that's ben pekul.
You can eat a davatame. It's not the veil.
No. That's outside, the first tana, Rameho, the part that's outside is nevela. Nachachamim disagree. Where do you come up to say nevela? Kivin shiyotza basa chutzlam chitzosa learned out from the word basada. The word basada is in the pasuk basa basada treifa lo sechel. So what's the din if you shech the treifa? So we had many times shech the treifa. The shechita is chal atarmi de nevela. Shechita is not chal to be mata bachila. So the chachamim disagree with Rameh. Shech the ben pekua, shech the mother, and there's a uber is a ben pekua. So the shechita of the mother is chal on the ben pekua. It's not chal on the eber hayotze. It's not chal like a treifa. Shechita's treifa is matarmi de nevela. It's just not mata bachila. So the Chachamim Maim and the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. Meir thinks that the Eber HaYotze, the Shechita is not Chal at all, and it's Mamish Nevela. The Chachamim disagree, no, this din of Kivin Shiyotze Basa Chutz Lam Chitzosai is learned out from the word Basode, which is in the context of the Pasuk of Trefa. And shechita by treifa is chal, the time day nevel. So the shechita of the mother is chal on the inside part of the uba lahata bachila, and the outside part of the uba that's attached, there's also chal, the time of day nevel. So that's a machloek. Rameh, the Gemara calls it later. Rameh hol shechita is a nipov. When you shech the mother, that at the moment of shechita, so the eva hayotze is considered as if it's detached. So the shechita is not chal at all on the eva hayotze. And the Chacham disagrees, shechita is not always a nipov. When you shech the mother, it's not the you don't consider it as if the Eva HaYotze was not nitfas and shechita. No, it was nitfas, like treifa. The shechita and the treifa is matayin the main avela. So the Chacham and Maimrim, the chelik of the uba inside is also, they say, tomei, ke maga treifa shchuto. If you would shech the treifa, it's matayin the main avela, but it does have some tumah, so the uba inside is touching the part of the Eva that's sticking outside is Maga Trefer Shchuta. What's Maga Trefer Shchuta? Rashi says there is no such thing. Trefer Shchuta is not Metame. Nevela is Metame v'Maga. Trefer Shchuta is not Metame. So what in the world are they talking about? Maga Trefer Shchuta. So Rashi says, Ulekamon, Daf Ayin Gimel, the Gemara is going to explain. And if you daf him, Meforesh, you see the fourth line from the top in Rashi, where they have in parentheses, Daf Ayin Gimel. So Rashi says, the Gemara of the Kamon will explain what's Maga Trefa Shchuta. With the Rabban of the Din is, if you shech the Trefa, in the Torah there's no Tumah. You shech the Trefa, the Shchita is Chal Mitayim Dein Avel. But with the Rabbanon, the Shchita is not Mitayim Dein Avel, vis-a-vis Kochim. So if the Uber inside is a carbon, and it's touching the limb that was Yotze outside, so the Shchita is Chal on the Uber, on the Eber HaYotze, like Shchita is Chal on a Trefa. So there's not tumas nevela shchita treifa shchuta doesn't have tumim in atar, but it has tumim in the rabbanon. So if the uber is in a carbon, so maga treifa shchuta is matami kochim. Here's the question: but what's the maga over here? This is maga like this. If I touch you, that's maga. If I touch your mouth like this, that's maga besastar. Here we're talking: the limb is sticking out, and the rest of the uber is inside. So that's called besastarim. This part, here's the borderline, here's the gufa aim. So the hand is sticking out from the uber, and the rest is inside. So the Gemara calls that kind of a maga, that's maga besa storm. So since when is maga besa storm
mitame? But it's touching the mother. The aver is touching the mother itself, so it's not
besa storm. The aver is touching the mother. I think the Gemara, the Bryce is not talking about the mother. The Bryce is talking about the uber inside. Vishabifnim, the chelik of the uber inside. So the first time it says tohar muter, and the next case vishabifnim is maga nevela or maga trefa shchuta. We're talking about the chelik of uber inside. We're not talking about the mother. So the shaila is
that it's touching the mother. I mean, it is.
I don't think we're talking about the mother.
But in fact, it is, so it should all be.
It may or may not be touching the mother. It depends. If the uber sticks the hand back, then it's touching the mother on the outside. But if it's just sticking out like this, not touching the mother. The chelik of the uber that's sticking. On the border, on the part that's bachutz.
The part that had to come out, just like we said that.
The part that comes out is not touching the mother. Sorry. The makam achatach maybe is touching the mother.
That's the same svara that we used for makam achatach before.
Yeah.
It's considered to be out.
So makam achatach is on its way out. So we say it's oimid lotz, so it's also bachila. You say also that the shechita is not matter that. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the shechita is not matter the chelik that's outside. He said that the chelik that's outside is nevela, according to Rav Meir. The chelik that's outside is a trefa. Trefa shechita, according to the Chachamim. He said the makam achatach is also like that. I don't think so. I think it's only the chelik that's outside is going to have tumah. So we assume it's touching the rest of the limb because it's mechuba to itself. So that's called maga besastor. So the Achrayim distinguish that din of Maga Beis HaTam only applies to Odom. It doesn't apply to Kelim and it doesn't apply to Behemoth. Only applies to Odom. That din. So this is not Odom, this is a Behemoth. So there's no such issue of Maga Beis HaTam. Maga Beis HaTam is Metami by flesh. It is Metami. So they want to quote this whole Brisa, and they're trying to figure out, can you tell anything from the Braisa about Rav Shmuel's Chiddush? Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah said the name Rav, but the Gemara says both Rav and Shmuel, that the Chelek Sheyotze, even if you pulled it back in, it's going to always remain also. So the Gemara quotes on the second line. Katani miha reisha. I'll call upon him. We quoted a whole Braisa, a whole bunch of four different sifim here. So Katani miha reisha, the opening line in the Braisa, what does it say? Hotzu v'ras yada v'hechazira v'charkach shochat asimai mutabachil amai lava eber poshab shad. Stuck out the limb, and it pulls in the limb, and then shech the mother's mutter, means you're allowed to even eat the eva sheyotze, because at the time of shechit haseim, ready to pull it back in. So the simple reading of the Braisa contradicts what he says in the name of Rav Shmuel. Gemara says, lo, it goes on the Uber. It doesn't go on the Eva. The Eva remains also the Uber. The Uber. The Gemara says, yeah, Uber. How can you say it goes on the Uber? Eva Sefer. It doesn't read the next line. Doesn't read straight. Shochet asim alachakach echazirai osa bachilo v'ib a Uber. If it goes on the Uber, amai osa. The Uber is mutter, even if it doesn't pull back the limb. The Uber was never yotza. And for the Gemara, Kedam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak didn't say it on this Braisa either. He didn't say it on the Mishnah, he said it on a different Braisa. So they say the Barun, just like Rav Nachman Yitzchak said on a different Braisa, that the Braisa is talking about the Makom Chatach, Nitzchak, Makom Chatach, Hachanami, this Braisa is also talking about the Makom Chatach. Same as the Mishnah. If Loi Hach Zero, so the Makom Chatach is also us. If Hach Zero, so the Makom Chatach. What used to be the Makom Chatach is Mutter, because the time of the Shechita of the mother, the Makom HaChatach is no longer Amid Lotzitz. Freg the Gemara, how can you say that? How can he say the name of Rav Shmuel? That the Eva Shiyotza remains also the unavoid, and Hechzira is still going to be Osir. Doesn't it contradict the Braisa of Oki Osir? Avimi mi Bechuzoi. Bechuzoi is some faraway city. He was learning in some little yeshiva there. Every yeshiva had its own Braises. The Mishnayas, they all knew. Rabbi Yudah Anasi edited the Mishnayos. They used to recite Mishnayos Baal Peh, so they all knew all the Mishnayos. You don't know the Mishnayos, you don't belong to the club of the Amoraim. They all had to know all the Mishnayos. But Braises, it's not shy to know all the Braises. Every yeshiva had its own Braises. So this Avimi came from the yeshiva Bechuzoi. Also, the Yaisei Masnita Biyadi came with a new text of a Braise that it reads like this. There are two psukim where it says, Yeshecht an animal. And one pasuk it says my fresh is pars, and one pasuk says my fresh is parsos, in the singular and in the plural. So he can't, in the brisa, it's like a mysterious brisa. We don't know what it means. It's written bekitza. They weren't allowed to write Torah Shabbal Peh. They weren't allowed to write brises. So sometimes they wrote bekitza, just Roshi Prokim. Like there's such a mishnah in Bava Kama. Shum kesef, shav kesef. It's not a paragraph, it's not a sentence, it's just title. Shum Kesef is a title of the whole topic. Shavu Kesef is a title. It's not a sentence at all, just a Rashi prophecy. Here also, there's a braise that's very bekitza nimrat. They didn't want to write down the Torah Shebal Peh, so they wrote it bekitza, that they shouldn't forget it. But they forgot what they were talking about. They forgot what it's supposed to represent. So the Gemara says, also the Yaisei Masnita Biyadi came from Bechuzoi, from the Yeshiva, with a new text of a Braisa that reads like this, Parsa Hechzer Echol, Parsos Hechzer Echol. The two phrases in one pasuk, one says, my first is Parsa, and one says, my first is Parsos. So it says, sometimes you eat one Parsa, sometimes you can eat one leg, sometimes you can eat both legs. What do you mean? Sometimes you eat one leg, sometimes. Either the animal is kosher, the animal is not kosher. How can it be that you're only allowed to eat one leg and not allowed to eat both legs? So the answer is, if you have a ben pukua and it stuck out a leg, stuck out both legs, and then it pulled one leg back in, then you're allowed to eat the leg that it pulled back in, not allowed to eat the other leg. And if it pushed out both legs and it pulled both legs back in, then you're allowed to eat both legs. So doesn't a simple reading of the Braisa imply that the leg that was once stuck out and was pulled back in before Shechita of the mother, you're allowed to eat? My love, isn't it the simple reading? Hechze parsa echol. Hechze parsa, if the ubu pull back in the parsa, echol parsa. If loy hechze parsa, echol uber. If it didn't bring back the leg, it stuck out a leg when you shechted the mother, the leg was out, so you can still eat the uber, but you can't eat the leg. So the Gemara says, doesn't that seem to be the simple reading of the Braisa? Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? So what does it say? Echo, hech ze parsa, If it stuck out of a leg and it pulled it back in, you're allowed to eat the leg that was pulled back in, a chol parsa. Loi hechzer parsa, if it stuck out of a leg and it didn't bring the leg back in, then you can only eat the uber. Mar says, eat uber, if you talk about the uber, my yeri hechzer, feel a hechzer nami. So what is the baisa talking about? Pulling back the leg. Even if it doesn't pull back the leg, you're allowed to eat it. And for the Gemara, the whole, this is where the original Rav Nachman Yitzchak Meir is coming. The Braisa says, if it pulls back the leg, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat what? It goes on the Mokam HaChatach. So what is the Braisa Nachman? So now what does the Braisa say? Also, if you say Masin to be Yod, he came from Bechuzor with a new text of a Braisa that no one ever heard of before. Parsa Hechzer Echol. If you pull back the parsa, you can eat that parsa. Parsa is hechzer achol. Pull back both parsas, you can eat it. So they both go on mokam achatach. That's what they mean. They both go the same din. If one leg, if the animal stuck out both legs before shechita sima, the uber stuck out both, and it pulled back one leg, so that leg remains also v'yanavoy, but the mokam achatach will become mutter. So the time of shechita is no longer medlots, it's no longer mokam achatach. And if it pulled back both legs in, then they're both makam achatach samuta. So it's the exact same din times two. Same din for the right leg and for the left leg. So what do you need two psukim for? Parso and parsoi. Sometimes you can only eat the makam achatach on one leg. Sometimes you can eat the makam achatach on both legs. So for that you need two psukim. It's the same din times two on the right leg and on the left leg. Freg de gemara v'hatrei kroi konosiv lo. But you have two psukim saying the exact same thing. It doesn't make any sense. Whenever you pull the leg back in, so the mokam achatach at the time of shechita was not aymed lotzeis. So it's the same thing twice. So what do you need? My love, so must be it's wrong. Must be that one is parsa, one is parsa. It's maybe one goes chad la'eva v'chad la'mokam achatach. It must be if it pulled it back in. So the one pasuk says hechze parsa. You're allowed to eat the mokam achatach. Then the extra pasuk says, and if you pull back the leg, you're even allowed to eat the leg. Not only allowed to eat the mokam achatach, you're allowed to eat the leg also. Because it just means the mokam achatach on both legs, you're allowed to eat. So it's the same din again. You don't need two psukim for the same din. So the Gemara says, my love, if the brisa that he quotes, that he got there in Bechuzor, tells you, echze parsa chol, echze parsa sechol, my lad chad leivu chad lamokam achatach. So you see the eber itself is chayz benita. The Gemara says lo chad lamokam achatach. One tells me the din that we said all along from Amud Aleph. The mokam achatach becomes mutter because the time of shechita same is not log amud lots vechad. And the other din tells me a totally different, unrelated din that we never heard of before. The other din goes I call it the neipar alibi reb shimon. What's that? So this is in Bchoris in the first perik in the Bava Kamma and perik Merubah. The Chumash says, how do you determine whether any given animal is kosher? Trade has to be malager mafis parsa. So let's say you have from sheshes may bereshes. You have an animal para, the mother, the grandmother, great grandmother, all the way back to sheshes may bereshes. They were all paras, malager mafis parsa. All of a sudden, abnormal growth. A par gives birth to a gomel. A mutation. Par gives birth to a gomel. So the gomel doesn't have malager mafis parsa, but it's an einikal anur einikal. It's all the way back cheshes may breishes. It always had malager mafis parsa. So the halacha requires every animal has to have malager mafis parsa. So it should belong to a family of malager mafis parsa. You don't need that it should have. So that's a machlokes. So we paskin. That's called kolut ben para. A gomel. It says in the Chumash, I think, that it's malager, but it's not mafis parsa. So that's called the kolut, parsos of klutos. It doesn't have a split hoof, but it is malager. So what if you have a kolut ben paro? So we pass in the muta, because it's really a mutation of a paro. Even though it's not mafis parsa, I don't need that this should be mafis parsa. It belongs to the animal, belongs to the family, that has malager. Mafis parsa is muta. It's an abnormal growth. And Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon has this, an extra pasuk, Esa Gomel. So one goes on a real Gomel, Ben Gomel, Ben Gomel, all the way back to Sheshes, May Breshes, a Gomel is Dreif, because not Mafis Parsa. And the other one goes on Kolet Ben Paro, even though it has all the way parents and grandparents and great grandparents, Mishneh's Dodim has the biggest Yichus in the world. It's all the way back Paro, Ben Paro, Ben Paro, but the Vlad itself is a Kolot, So it's treif. Reb Shimon holds that it's treif. Also bachil. So that's what the brisa means to tell me. Aliba, the Reb Shimon, that kolab den para is asur hanimida. That's only hechad the atzal avayim if it was born already. The mother, the grandmother, the great grandmother, the great grandfather, all the way back, Mishnah Zadim is para. And this one is a gomel ben para. So then Reb Shimon says if it's born already, then it's asur bachil. But if you shech the mother, and it comes out, the Ben Pukua comes out after the Shechita Sem, it comes out of Gomel, Reb Shimon would say that it's Mutter. It's Nita B'Shechita Simo. Just like if it's born alive, it doesn't need Shechita. The Shechita of the mother is Chal on the Uber. So the Shechita of the mother is Chal on the Uber, even though the Uber is a Gomel. And if it would have been born, it would have been Osir, like a Behemot Temeya. But it's Nita B'Shechita Simo. So that's the two Psukim. Parse Echol, Parse Echol. So, Parsos, one of them tells me, if hech ze parso, you can eat the makom machatach. Because at the time of Shechita Seim, the makom machatach was not oimed lotzes. It's no longer the makom machatach. It was pulled back in before shech the mother. And the other one tells me that a kolad ben para, if it's a ben peku, is muta bachilo. So that's what the Gemara says. And the second posik, v'chad, tells me, kolad ben para, leave it to Reb Shimon. Shema usually holds called Bampar Osa Bachila. Thus is only Gered Gevar Hanamir Hech the Otz Lavelim. If it was born already, it was a Gomel Ben Parah is Osa Bachila. Avu B'meimoy, Shari, it's Nita B'Shchita Sim. Shari. So the kids are, what we know already that in that Uba Shehotzi Eiver is Osa, that's from the word Basode. Basode has the connotation Kim Shehotzi Chutz M'Chitz Osoi. And even if you bring it back in, we pass in it's Osa Bachila. And the Mokka Machatach, that depends. If at the time you shecht it, the makom machatach was aymer lotzes, then it's osa bachila. If it already pulled it back in, so at the time of shechita, it's not aymer lotzes muta. That's how he passed. So then the Gemara quotes, they had a rumor from Eretz Yisrael. Somebody came from Eretz and they said, Rabbi Yechonon disagrees. They're going to say it can't be. So what do they quote now? Ula Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Ula was a student of Rabbi Yechonon. He came from Eretz Yisrael. Ula Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Eiver atzma muter. Not only in the Makom Achatach, if the Uber pulls the back in the leg. Makom Achatach is mutter. Even the Eiver itself is also mutter. Amale Rabbi Yehuda Ula. So Rabbi Yehuda was the one who started off the whole Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. He heard from both of them. The Eiver Atzma is also. So when Ula tells this name Rabbi Yechon, he confronts him and says, how can you say that? Well, Rabbi Shmuel say not so. Amale Rabbi Yehuda Ula, this guest from Eretz Yisrael, Ula came from Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda bops him over the head. He says, "Well, Rabbi Shmuel, damit chavai beidam gizak deiver atzma zasser." So he says, "Wow, I don't know what to do." Amalei, Sir Ula says, "Man yaiv lami afra de Rabbi Shmuel amalinan einin." He says, "I really should close my eyes." This is an expression that appears in the Gemara a few times. I really should close my eyes. I should. Rabbi Shmuel passed away already at the time that Rabbi Yehuda is confronting Ula. So he says, I should really take the dust from their cemetery, from their plot. I should put it in my eyes, I shouldn't look. I should just follow blindly what Rabbi Shmuel say. But he says, what can I... El Hacham Rabbi Yechon? But I heard from Rabbi Yechon, what can I... I should really follow whatever they say, Bein Hachal, Bein Lahachmer. But I remember, that's what I heard from Rabbi Yechon. And he says over the whole name, Hacham Rabbi Yechon. I learned in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Yechon, that's what he said. He said the following shir. Whatever was yatzu chutz l'mchitzasai is basada. That's the extra word basada. Should really say basa treifel lo sechelu. Word basada includes anything. Hakol hoy bechlal. Whatever is yatzu chutz l'mchitzasai. Then kishabarat lach hakos. When you have an extra pasuk that teaches you gabi chatos, she yatzu chutz l'mchitzasai v'chazra. If you take a chatos chutz lazor and you bring it back in. So there's a beferish in pasuk that you're not allowed to eat it. So it would appear chatos would depart rachman abo. Only by chatos you say if you brought it back in it doesn't help. Avol kol mili, but the other things that you're not allowed to eat, let's say ma'aser sheni, you're not allowed to take ma'aser sheni once you bring it into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it out. That's an isa midirabbana. That's called kotuhu mechitzas. There's a din when you bring ma'aser sheni into Yerushalayim, the mechitzas of Yerushalayim are kolate, they grab it like a baseball glove. You call it the baseball, you catch it. So the walls of Yerushalayim are called the Ma'aser Sheni, that you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's called Mechitza Lecho. The Klitas Mechitzas is called the Ma'aser Sheni, that you're allowed to only eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, not allowed to eat it outside. But Mechitza That's mechitza lech. Mechitza liklot is only the rabbanon. That the mechitza of Yerushalayim, once you brought the Maaser Sheni in, you're not allowed to take it out. That's only mid the rabbanon. That you're not allowed to take it out. So what's the din if you did take it out? You're not allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni chutzlan. You bring it back in. You bring it back in, it's mutta bachilu. So the only thing, there are a lot of things that are included in basoda, chutzlan mechitzasai. But the only one that the pasuk singles out, that if you took it out, even you brought it back in, you're not allowed to eat it, that's by korbanos. Kachim kachim that left Azor, kachim kalma that left Yerushalayim, even bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. But by Maaser Sheni, Havokol Mili, all the other things, Maaser Sheni, for example, Kivin the Hodor, Shari, then you're allowed to eat it. So the same over here, the Eva Shiyotza, if you bring it back in, that's not the same as Kachim Kachim or Kachim Kalim. So once you bring it back in, before you shech the mother, then it's mutter. That's Rabbi Yechanan said. Ula said that, I swear, that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. He says, I should really accept what Rabbi Shmuel said blindly. I should fill my eyes with the dust from their kever and I shouldn't declare any chakiris. What can I do? I heard from Rabbi Yechanan not so. So the Gemara says, but we don't paskin like that. It's dead wrong. Feg Gemara Meisve. Basa basada treidla sechele ma tamalayma. What does it say basada? What does the word basada mean? Chutzlim chitzasa. Tisha matzirim amaisa sheni bikurim. Shafal pishyotzu chutzlim chitzasa mechazru mutarim. If you took the Maaser Sheni or the Bikurim, supposed to bring into Yerushalayim. So if you took it out, so you bring, you're not allowed to eat it out of Yerushalayim. Not supposed to take it out. Once you brought it in, the Chitza Liklot is the Rabbanon. Yerushalayim is koleted, is an Isa Lehoitzig. But once you took it out, bring it back in, and then you can eat it again. That's become Nifsal. So Yochal Avzekein, maybe the same is true by the Eva Hayotze, by the Ben Pekua. If it sticks out a leg, if it pulls it back in, it should be Mutamla Metrefa. No, you're not allowed to, because it's the same as trefa. What do you see? The Gemara says, my Talmudah. What do you see from the word trefa? The Gemara says, yeah, I'm a rabbi kid trefa. My trefa, kevin shenitra. For once the animal develops a simit trefa, shivan laheter, even if you heal it medically, it's going to still be osa. That's what we mentioned. That's the machlegs, the Rosh and the Ramban. If the leg of the animal is broken by the tumas agid, then it makes it into a trefa. So the Rosh quotes the Ramban. In this parak over here, he says, so take a saw and cut off another inch higher, so it won't be a trefa. Ramban says anachanami. If you cut off another inch, it won't be a trefa. The Mishnah says the whole animal is a trefa. The shochet wasn't thinking; he shechted the animal when it had the broken bone exactly by the tzimtzum. And the Rosh said that's impossible. You see from the Gemara, trefa ain't a chazeres lechshera. That's a big machlokes. Tosfos has it. Tosfos and different mesichtas has it. Whether trefa chazeres lachshev, machlegs Rashi and Tosfos, and perigel trefas, machlegs Rashi and Tosfos. If the animal develops a simit trefas, and then the doctor heals the animal, and the trefas got better. So do you say once it's a trefa, remains osa bachilo? Anything that becomes trefa is osa bachilo. So machlegs by basa bachola basa. Let's say I cooked flesh with milk, and it's nice and tam. I can taste the flavor of the milk and the flesh. If you have shishim in the flesh against the milk, it doesn't become basa bachola. So you don't have shishim, you can taste the flavor. Then you use some chemical procedure, you remove every speck of milk from the flesh. If you remove most of the milk, and now you do have shishim against the milk, so that's a machlekes in kolabasa, that we started from kolabasa. So that was a machlekes, efshe l'sachta asa, efshe l'sachta mutter, and most paskin efshe l'sachta asa. The rabbit paskins are yotze defa, rabbit paskin efshe l'sachta mutter. Efshe l'sachta means, I'll squeeze out so much milk that now I have shishim. But originally I didn't have shishim, and it became basa b'chalav. So even though there's only a little bit of milk left now, and now I do have shishim against the milk, that's called efshe l'sachta asa chaticha atzman asas nevela. What if it's not only efshe l'sachta, what if it's efshe l'hafrido? I remove every single speck of milk. So that's a machlokes, the shachkot, that's a machlokes. When Rav Soloveitchik gave the shir and you're there, basa b'chalav, that was the first shir. You can start with that. What's the din of efshe l'hafrido? What's the nature of the isa basa b'chalav? Is it an Isa Atzmi or is it an Isa Balua? That was his, he made up his own terminologies. If you squeeze out all of the milk, does it become Chozer L'Hateira or not? So the Gemara says, once something is Macholas Asui, once something is Trefa, it remains Trefa. So some Rishanim hold this is a call by all Macholas Asuras. Once a thing is Trefa, it remains Trefa. See, by Bishol Akum, it's a Shaila. Let's say, a Goy cooks chicken or flesh. Shlish bishulo, it's royal achila a little bit. So that's bishulakum. Then a Jew comes, he takes it off the fire, puts it on a different fire, and he cooks it more. So that's a big machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. Do you say Bishalakum is Macholas Asuras. So once it's declared as Macholas Asuras, Efshel Sachta Asa, it remains also Liyan Avoid. Or do you say, no, it's an Issa, you're not allowed to eat food cooked by a guy because it may lead to intermarriage. So it's like an Issa, like dancing with a Nachris. Like a dating, you date a Nachris and you kiss a Nachris and you dance the Nachris. It's not Macholas Asuras. So eating Bishalakum is a Hashash, it may lead to Chasnus, may lead to intermarriage. Not that it's a Chefza Macholas Asuras. So the Ran and the Chuvas Aran puts together a few shayla. One shayla is it Chayzel HaHetero? If it's Macholas Asuras, it's like Trefa. Macholas Asuras are not Chayzel HaHetero. But if it's not a Chefza of Macholas Asuras, just an Isra Chasnus. So if the Jew cooked the end of the Bishal, so that there's a Yad Yisrael involved in the Bishal, so it's not going to lead to Chasnus. Another shayla, does it ask a kelim? Tam ki ikir, you make treif the kelim. If it's macholas asur, does it din of tam ki ikir? If you're not allowed to eat something for a different reason, not that it's the cheft of macholas asur, then there's no din of tam ki ikir. So that's a big machloikas, whether there's a din of tam ki ikir by bisholakum. Another machloikas, whether you need shishim or not. Do you need shishim or is roiv enough? So he passed me roiv is enough. You don't need shishim, not by bisholakum, not by pasakum. This is not really Macholas Asuras. The Ramon Paskin, the Ramon, the Shach, and the Taz. You don't need Shishim. Machlek Zerbishen, you don't need Shishim. Shishim is only needed when it's a Chefter Macholas Asuras, then there's a Din of Tam Ki Iker. So really, all three should be Mutim. So in Shulchan Aruch, we Paskin, two out of the three are Mutim, one is Asa. That's a Bela. We Paskin, if the guy cooked Shlish Bishulo, it became Bishalakum. Then the Jew takes it off the fire, puts it on a different fire, he turns off the fire, then the Jew turns on the fire again. So the last two-thirds of Bishal was done by the Jew, so it's Mutar. Let's say the guy baked bread, and it's a little bit raw. Then the Jew turns off the fire, then he turns on the fire, then he bakes it more. So now his goyma, he completed the baking of the bread, and now there's nothing raw inside. Now everything is fully baked. So we paskin Mutar. Even though it started off, it was Asar, because it's not Macholas Asuras. Now we paskin, you don't need Shishim. It's not, there's no tamkik, it's not macholos asuris. And on the third din, where the asas blias kelim, there were machmer. So that's a pella. Why are you machmer there? The Ran and the Tshuva said everything is hoba hatalia. If you don't need shishim, the fairish, you don't need shishim, right, is enough, because it's not a chefta macholos asuris. So if there's no din of tamkik, you don't need shishim. So there shouldn't be a din of blias kelim. You only ask the kelim based on the principle of tamkik. If it's not macholos asuris, no tamkik. So that's a pella. Why the Shulchan Aruch splits the psak? If the Ran and the Tshuva writes that all three are totally zebezeb, but the Chozer laHeter. Al kol panim, the Gemara says over here that Eve Sheyotza is a beferish b'raisa. You can't say like Rabbi Yechanan that it's Chozer laHeter. It's a Cheftza Macholos Asur. It's not Chozer laHeter. So the Gemara says Tiyufta Diula Tiyufta. What Ula said, name Rabbi Yechanan, is dead wrong. Maybe he misheard Rabbi Yechanan. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan made a mistake. Whatever. You can't say like Rabbi Yechanan. So now the Gemara is going to continue a new topic. Okay. We haven't had a Beis HaMikdash for so many years. We have learned to survive without a Beis HaMikdash. There's so much in the Chumash about the Mishkan. Truma Tetzava Vayakal Pikudi, so much Ibegechazad, the same thing. We don't fully understand why it says you should do it, and they did it, and they did it, and you should do it. So much repetition. There's so many mitzvahs that revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. All the korbanos, everything. So we view that we have learned to live without the Beis HaMikdash, but apparently the Beis HaMikdash were very central in the scheme of all of the mitzvahs. The Gemara says in the first parak in Chagiga that the Gemara quotes the pasuk, in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom, you don't ever see any sadness. The Gemara says, but the Gavoy in the inner chambers, the Rebbeinu Shalom is crying about all the tragedies that happen in the world. But we don't see that. To us, it seems as if you have Tzadik Verala, Rosh Vitovlo, tragedies happening all the time, and as if Sigetim Gonishtam, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't bat an eyelash, as if nothing bothers him. So the Gemara says, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was nicker, it was boilight, that the heavens were crying. Gemara says, yeah, because Beis HaMikdash, that was the whole taklus of the Bria. Beis HaMikdash, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create the whole world? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyis lo dir b'tachtonim. So the whole purpose of the creation was undone. So that was noticeable. But usually the Gemara says you can't notice. Always v'ched v'bencom. It looks as if the Rebbeinu Shalom is not bothered by anything. So we often make a mistake. We think the Beis HaMikdash is really only for HaKrovas HaKarbonis. But it's not so. You look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tfilo, we must have mentioned many times, look in the Rambam's opinion is that there's an obligation to daven once a day, every day, min HaTorah. When the Gemara says that Tfilas min derabbanan, the Rambam says the fact that we daven three times a day, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov four times a day, Musaf, and on Yom Kippur five times a day, say Ne'ilah, the davening more than once a day, that's min derabbanan. Once a day, every day, that's the Raisa. Then the specific text of the davening, that's min derabbanan. But that you have to daven, that's a principle min HaTorah. So the Rambam writes what the din of tefillah was min HaTorah, and then when Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted, what they changed. So when the Rambam writes about the din of deraisa, he puts in nochach hamigdosh, you have to daven facing the Beis Hamigdosh. That's part of the din deraisa. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said in the tefillah. Shlomo HaMelech, the Navi says ki beisi beis tefillah yikar l'cholam. The role, the purpose of Beis Hamigdosh, not only to bring karbonis, it's to daven, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech says. He built the Beis Hamigdosh and he gives a whole tefillah. He doesn't say a word about karbanos. He says the Jews and the non-Jews and individual people and the whole nation should come. If there'll be a plague, if there'll be an epidemic, if there'll be a war, if there'll be a famine, anything that goes wrong, a natural disaster, a human caused a war, anything, if somebody ba'avels you, Jews and non-Jews, everyone should come to the Beis HaMikdash to daven. And those who can't come to daven, they should face the Beis HaMikdash. Those who live chutz Yerushalayim should face Yerushalayim. Those who live in chutz lod should yispal alech derech artzim. They should face Eretz Yisrael. He talks, Shlomo HaMelech in the tefillah, talks only about tefillah. In his prayer that he offered when he completed the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, he said, Beis HaMikdash is a place to daven. And the Gemara says, Miyom shechar Beis HaMikdash, ninalu shari tefillah. Because the Pasuk says, Enecha, kam ki ezek vashaveya, sosam tefillasi. The prayers are not accepted to the same extent. This is to be accepted bisman shel Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, because the Beis HaMikdash is the central location for all the tefillos. That's why it's preferable to daven in the Beis HaMikdash or to face the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't derise it to face Nochach HaMikdash. Then we see also the Beis HaMikdash is the makam, the ikka makam of preserving the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing at the end of the Arba'im Shana and finished writing the Sefer Torah, the pasuk says Vahika Chalas Moshe Lichtav Kol Dibra Torah Zois. He finished the whole Sefer Torah, so he gives it to the Kohen B'nei Levi, and he says, "Santa Moshe B'tzad Aram Bris Hashem V'Hayasham B'Choliyei." They should take this Sefer Torah. That's called the Sefer HaAzara. The Halacha says you have to have a Sefer HaAzara to preserve the Masora. Whenever there's a suffix, what the correct reading is, you have to check in the Sefer HaAzara. There can be thousands of Sefer Torah all over the world. The official text for preserving the Masora is the Sefer HaAzara, and the Sifrei quotes on the pasuk Ma'ono Elokei Kedem. That for a while there was a suffix, what's the correct reading? Should it read Ma'ona L'kei Kedem or Ma'ona with a without a hey? So they looked, there were three Svarim in the Azara. Two of them said Ma'ona L'kei Kedem, one said Ma'on. Ubitlos or Echod M'pnei Ashnai. So the Rav pointed out, why don't they check all the Sifrei Torah in the world? Why don't they only check the three in the Azara? They said the Yalkut Shemayin, he says in that Pasuk, Vayikachalos Moshe Lichtav was called Tiberat Teres HaSatumam, and he told them, put it next to the Aron. So the Yalkut Shemayin says the role of the Sefer HaZohar is to preserve the correct text of the Sefer Torah. There's a special status of the Sefer HaZohar. This is in the first parak of Baba Basra, quotes Rashi, that the Sefer HaZohar is the official Sefer that the Melech learns Hakel from the Sefer HaZohar. Hakel is supposed to take place in the HaZohar, and the Kangodol on Yom Kippur has to learn Kriyas HaZohar, has to learn Achrei Mois. And Emor and Pinchas, he has to learn from the Sefer HaZohar. That's a Rashi. Special din, special status. When you write the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, the Rambam quotes from the Tosefta, you have to copy. Whenever you write a Sefer Torah, you have to copy from another Sefer Torah in front of you. So the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, the second Sefer Torah, you have to copy from the Sefer HaZohar. So apparently, the Beis HaMikdash is the central location for Torah Shebichsav. That's for the purpose of preserving the correct text in the Sefer Torah, that depends on the Sefer Torah in the Azara. And the Beis HaMikdash is also the center for Torah Shebaal Peh, because the Sanhedrin has to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi quotes the opening Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim. At the end of Parshas Yisra, talks about Mizbach Adom Atasali. And then Mishpatim begins with Sanhedrin, with Bezdin. So the Lamdach, this Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Mechilta, Lamdach, you need Sanhedrin Samach L'Mizbech. Sanhedrin has to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the role of Sanhedrin? So the Rambam writes in the opening lines in Hilchas Mamrim, the Sanhedrin, the Beis Nagalah Shebishalayim, they're the Ikka Torah Shebal Peh. This poster, the role is not so much the Paskin Shailas. There are the Paskin Ani Shailas. That's the national koilel of Klal Yisrael. The role of the Sanhedrin is to preserve the Masora of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be the Ikem Mokum for preserving Torah Shebichsav and preserving Torah Shebal Peh. That's why every day in the davening we finish off the Shemana Esrei with the Tefillah. What's Seich HaKeinu? We're learning here for many years. We're learning on all the yeshivas for many years. What do you need Beis HaMikdash for? The answer is, just like Bizban Shein Beis HaMikdash, the Tefillahs are not on the same level. We leave that to Skabal on Tisha B'Av to demonstrate that the Tefillahs are not in the Skabal Bizban Shein Beis HaMikdash. Because the Ikem Mokam HaTfilah is the Beis HaMikdash. The Ikem Mokam Ligman HaTorah is also Beis HaMikdash. That's why we offer the Tfilah. Yerotz and Shibbonim Beis HaMikdash. The Seich HaKeinu B'Sar HaSecha. The Sefer HaKuzari writes that the Mokam HaMikdash is also the center for all of Nevuah. And he quotes that. The Yerushalmi that Tosis quoted in Sukkah we mentioned before. That Yoina HaNavi never prepared himself in Nevuah. He was Oyla Rego. And Shor Sol of Ruach HaKodesh. And he was Mekabal Nevuah. And he says, all of Nevim, you look through Tana, all of Nevim flagzach alam adrein arum the Beis HaMikdash. They're all always hanging around the Beis HaMikdash giving the Nevuah. The central location for Ruach HaKodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu got his Nevuah with the Beit Hitcham Me'alak HaPoyrus. He used to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Shechinah would tell him all the dinim. So the other Nevim didn't go into the Hechel, didn't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they're not allowed to, only Moshe Rabbeinu went in, but they used to always dreizach arum the Beis HaMikdash. So we're missing so much, we don't realize that we got used to living without Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was the center not only of Karbon, the center of Tefillah, and the center of Liman HaTorah, to the extent that we assume all the learning that we have now, all the Rab Chaim and all the Rab Shimichkop and all the Baruch, everything, it's all a lower level of learning. We're going to attain that higher level. The Beis HaMikdash was the center of Nevuah also. So that's why the Chumash keeps on repeating everything. Every little pitch of Kibbutz, the Mishkan is repeated so many times. Truma Tetzava Vayakal Bikudibs. The Beis HaMikdash is the center of everything. Without a Beis HaMikdash, the Achreinim say we only have Tzedo Laderach. We only have, I think they say Tzedo is a Gematria. Tzadik Dalet Hei is 99. I think they say for the 248 mitzvahs essay, the only 99 of them apply Bizman HaZeh. 150 mitzvahs. The Raisa don't apply because they all have to revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. No Beis HaMikdash, they're missing Ruba de Ruba of the Mitzvah Sesi. You only have left Tzedah LaDerech. No, he wrote in Sheibar in Beis HaMikdash. We should see the Beis HaMikdash.
At the end of this year, we were making two out of three. The last one, Bosh Vibliya. That had to do with Bosh Vibliya. There were many hachokas. Each was mutar by achilah. That make extra hachokas.